Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty dense, but honestly, really important. It's the architectural specification for anchors within ternary logic, or TL. And this isn't just, you know, standard data management. It's about engineering digital records to be, well, legally solid, verifiable truth.
Exactly. And our goal today, really, is to get under the hood and see how this framework provides what they call trust-minimized proof. Think about it for critical financial systems.
Right.
If you're concerned about, say, institutional continuity or just trusting information when networks fail, This is designed to address that by operating outside any single point of control.
Okay, so let's define this core piece then, an anchor. What is it, basically?
At its heart, it's a mandatory commitment, a timestamped hash derived from a specific system state.
A hash, like a fingerprint.
Precisely. And that hash gets recorded immutably on these independent public platforms they call verifiable data registries, or VDRs.
So like external blockchains almost, whose only job is to hold these proofs.
Sort of, yeah. They're independent and non-colluding. And the constitutional purpose here is key. Anchors take TL's internal security and elevate it. They make it legally defensible non-repudiation.
Which means you can't deny something happened.
Exactly. And crucially, it removes the need for traditional gatekeepers, like certificate authorities, to vouch for digital identities or actions. The proof is mathematical. It's distributed.
Okay, but wait. If you're constantly sending proofs outside, doesn't that slow everything down? How do they handle performance?
Ah, good question. That's where digital separation comes in. It's quite clever.
Digital separation.
They keep all the high-speed, everyday transaction stuff purely internal, on the canonical ledger. That's where the economic finality happens quickly.
Got it.
But then only the low-velocity cryptographic proofs, these anchor chains, get sent out to those external VDRs.
So you separate the fast operations from the slower external proof process.
Exactly. And that separation provides two major defenses. First, preventing quiet tampering, because you're routinely publishing these state proofs publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Going back later and secretly changing something becomes computationally impossible. The public chain would immediately show a break.
Makes sense.
And second, it's a defense against institutional capture. Imagine the main operator gets compromised or, you know, pressured.
Right.
That publicly anchored proof chain acts as the immutable institutional memory. It's the clean record for audits, for recovery, even if the inside is a mess.
Okay, that covers data security. But what about the people running the system? You mentioned governance.
Yes, absolutely. That's handled via governance anchors. These are also mandatory commitments, but they document critical decisions.
Like protocol changes, budget approvals, that kind of thing.
Precisely. It ensures there's an undeniable record of who decided what and when. Accountability.
Now, governance in these systems often raises questions about, well, power concentration. Does this address that?
It does, and quite directly. The design explicitly forbids governance based purely on token-weighted voting.
Oh, interesting. So no whale control just based on holdings?
Correct. Instead, authority has to be allocated through mechanisms like time-weighted commitment, basically, tenure and sustained participation, or role-based authority, which is tied to certified, often legal, roles.
So it values stability and identity over just wealth.
That seems to be the design goal, yes. Stability and verifiable human involvement.
Okay, so governance is anchored. What about the core state itself? How is that secured day-to-day or hour-to-hour?
That's the job of integrity anchors. These use what's called a multi-chain cryptographic hash commitment.
Multi-chain, so not just one external VDR.
Right, the main commitment hash, think of it as a Merkle root, summarizing the entire state at that moment, is sent simultaneously to a minimum number of different external DLTs.
Different geographically, technologically?
Both. Geographically and technologically independent. It's creating a kind of geopolitical defense, spreading the proof far and wide so no single entity or event can compromise it.
But what about privacy? If you're sending state summaries out...
Crucial point. Integrity anchors only contain the cryptographic commitment, that root hash. Never sensitive data, never PII. The verification confirms the state's integrity without revealing its contents.
Okay, operationally then, this external anchoring... It must not slow down the main system, right?
Mm.
Economic finality needs to be fast.
Absolutely. That's the dual-lane execution principle.
Yeah.
External anchoring is strictly post-facto notarization. It happens after internal finality in a separate lane. It never introduces delay.
And how often does this happen to limit, you know, the time data is unanchored?
The mandate is a minimum of hourly,
T
plus 1 hour. This keeps the window of exposure small and ensures you can reproduce the state forensically quite granularly.
Hourly. Okay. And what about future threats, like quantum computing breaking current crypto?
Addressed by the Cryptographic Agility Protocol, or CAP. This isn't just a suggestion, it's a mandatory governance policy.
Mandatory?
Yes. Requires review of the cryptographic standards every 2 years, minimum, and mandates immediate migration if a standard gets deprecated by, say, NIST or another major body. It's future-proofing built into the rules.
So let's wrap this up. What's the big takeaway for someone listening?
I think the core value is this. The Anchor's pillar enforces institutional trust by separating where things happen fast, the internal TL ledger from where trust is externally verified, using those independent VDRs.
Right. And the documentation really drives home how this enables non-repudiation in complex situations. Like, imagine a bank failure or a major regulatory event.
Exactly. An auditor could, in theory, reconstruct the entire verified history by combining the governance anchors, the integrity anchors, and other related proofs like veracity anchors.
It's a complete verifiable chain of custody, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So here's something to think about. If the ultimate integrity and legal standing of a system like this relies entirely on these external, independently verified proof points, what does that really mean for the future legal status of all our traditional digital documents, the ones that don't have an equivalent irreversible commitment chain?
That is a very interesting question to ponder. What constitutes undeniable proof in the digital age? This certainly offers one powerful answer.